So about 40 years ago, there's a place in California that had people applying for dates. They said, you can come in, we'll film it, and then we'll send these videos out. It was like the precursor to a dating app, but it was all in person.
You have to just show up and say, here I am.
They go and they'd film it, and they get the tapes, and then I guess people could, they would send out the tapes or send them like, oh, you're interested in somebody this age, here are 10 VHS tapes to watch. Definitely old school. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all they had.
But it shows everyone's commitment to finding love.
Yes, these people are serious people in the 80s. Then somebody recently took these tapes and put clips from these interviews. So somebody would be interviewing them like, why should people date you? Blah, 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 blah. So this is episode one featured a woman that talked about her generous hips and how she doesn't believe in God. And
the most negative woman I've ever seen in my life. Why would anybody consider dating her?
Exactly. This person's more positive, but I mean, you can be the judge.
Why should you date me? Because I am the opposite of your mother.
Whoa.
Let me start. My gosh.
What if a guy loves his mother?
I know, right?
I like her. I think she's a nice lady.
That was a risk. Here it is.
Why should you date me? Because I am the opposite of your mother. I'm fun. I'm crazy. I'm wild. And we're going to have fun together. Oh, let's go partying.
So better than the other one so far, right?
But she seems like she's yelling.
She's insane.
I have fun.
She's awake.
It was the 80s, maybe.
I'm on meth!
Or I guess cocaine.
That not there, cocaine. Uh-huh.
I'm a senior beauty consultant with Mary Kay, so I host a ton of house parties. The party.
Red flag.
Red flag.
No offense to Mary Kay.
She is a party.
Parties get nuts, and it ends in a lot of sales for me. My worst qualities. Oh, why can't they just find that out on their own? Warning. Fine. I'm needy. I don't think I have been in love before. Wouldn't I know? My biggest fear is growing old and boring. Being with this person, I don't even know him anymore. And we're sitting on a big, ugly couch and we're eating hot dogs and mac and cheese and just catatonic watching something on the TV. That is my nightmare. I hope it does not happen to me. I'm a horrible cook, but I'm great. I'm great at being a guest at a restaurant because I love going out to dinner.
Okay. I would immediately leave right away on the date if she laughed like that.
I know.
That is the worst laugh I've ever heard in my life, and it's a laughing over everything.
Yeah, nervous. Must be nervous.
It must be nervous. It's
awful.
And it's funny, she was describing like somebody that she's been with for a long time, hot dogs and mac and cheese and watch TV, and Katie's like, oh, she's like,
that's
my nightmare.
Nice.
You're like, wait, that sounds awesome.
Do we know great. If she's hot or not?
I don't.
She's, no, none of these people that I've seen so far have been hot.
I mean, but Katie said before, and I get it, you're looking through the 80s kind of presentation, but right. I can usually tell.
I don't remember her name.
God,
I don't put in VHS dates opposite of your mother, maybe comes up.
Okay, let me
see. I don't know which one's better, the miserable one or the laugh one.
The laugh one would be more fun. She'd at least laugh at your jokes.
That's true.
The other one just was like, she was like, I don't want you talking to the waitress too much. She said, that's revolting. You're like, jeez, this lady's serious.
And she said, if you believe in God, she's going to leave you out the back door.
To go to a water park.
But this girl's laugh, come on.
I can find it, Katie.
Yes, I found her. She's wearing a very... Yeah.
This is the most 80s outfit I've ever
seen. It is. She's wearing
it. She looks like she's straight out of Stranger Things.
A blouse with like a tie, and then her hair is very feathered, very Dorothy Hamill-ish.
If you're going to have a laugh like that, you got to be way better looking.
She looks like she laughs that way.
Yeah, she does. All right, we'll have episode 3. There's like literally like 1,000 of these.
Are there guys too?
That's what I'm going to say. Episode 3 is a guy.
Yeah, got it.
And I'll tell you, I think I'll get it. I'll send it to you today in case you have it. But I think he is bald with a big mustache.
All right.
And he's very confident.
Okay.
I'll just say that. He's very more confident, kind of like me, more confident than he should be, although that's changed as time has gone on, but more confident than he should be. And I kind of like it.
I want to find the where are they now.
Yes.
I want to know what they look like now and how they found love. Wouldn't that be great?
They're very old now.
They're probably in their 70s or 80s.
I was going to say if they're alive.
Yeah.